Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
Now, the turning on of the Christmas lights, they're already up, but the official turning on in Limerick City Centre will be taking place on Sunday afternoon into early evening. And there's some interesting developments around it. Linda Tucker is the PRO of the award-winning Limerick City Rhythm Band. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning, Joe.
And we also have James Gavin from Grooveyard on the line, who are the organisers of the turning on of the Christmas lights this year. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Joe. How are you? How are you, Linda? How's things?
Now, Linda, what is the issue here from the band's perspective?
We have 70 plus in the band, Joe. As a lot of your listeners would be well aware who we are. We're a very big band, Limerick City Rhythm Band, and we practice twice a week, and we had an invitation to play at the turning on of the Christmas lights. And we were so excited, especially for the younger kids, because it's coming up to Santa Claus time, and it's a big event for them to get out onto the main thoroughfare to see, for the public to see who they are. You know, it's a big thing for kids that young, and especially and for the older and the parents. Very proud day. Proud day for Limerick. And we got the news filtered through then yesterday that we weren't wanted. That we were asked to size the band down from 70 plus down to 20. You just can't do that with a big band, you know, in such a short time frame. So then they said, no, thank you very much, but we'll put you in for Limerick for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So as a parent of two children in the band and for my other friends and colleagues in the band, we were very upset. And for the children last night to watch their faces who were getting their new uniforms last night, everything we put together to tell them all they wouldn't be there for the turning on the Christmas lights. Jer, or Joe, I put it up on Facebook last night. I have over 1,000 hits. It went viral within about 2 hours. That'll tell you how passionate Limerick. We're very proud of our city, our heritage, Limerick City and Council. They've backed us all the way, and to get this from a PR, for a company that won the tender, maybe they don't know how big the bands are in Limerick, but we're just so let down and so disheartened today for everybody in the band and for all of Limerick City. I mean, any events that are on in town, we would have played at the Special Olympics and all those events around town. It's a big thing to have a band there. It sets the rhythm for the day.
Yeah.
It sets the tone. You know, it's great excitement. And I mean, we don't have to be up on a stage. We can be three streets away. You will hear us coming.
Right. James, from Grooveyard's perspective, what's the story here?
Linda, I'm sorry now, there may be some miscommunication or some confusion around this. From our perspective, first of all, we know the band. We worked with you on this, on the Patrick's Day Parade, and also on the Special Olympics opening ceremony. We worked on that also. There's no doubt about a fantastic band. Absolutely, Limerick should be very proud of you. From our point of view, we're all about the community. You know, anyone that's involved in this event or any event that we're working on with Limerick, it's all about the community, nothing else. Absolutely. It's about the wow. But I suppose, more importantly, it's about the health and safety of and the management and our job to ensure that people are as comfortable as they can be. The health and safety is right and it's managed correctly. We're all about having your band there. We got a call last Wednesday to see could we include a band in the parade. We didn't get, a band in the event on Sunday for Turn of the Lights, a local band. We didn't get full details on that. We were asked to ring Eleanor Maloney, which we got through to Eleanor on Monday, which was four days ago. That's the first time we're speaking to anyone about the band directly. And I don't think we've spoken to you at all, Linda. And we were looking for the details of the band. We said, Eleanor, we'd love to have the band. The only thing is, we can't have 70 people marching through a crowd in a confined space with large instruments. It's not going to be good for them. It's not going to be good for
the crowd.
But we
would never march to a crowd. We would normally go on another street. We've had to do that on numerous occasions. We've had done it at the marathon. We've done the 10K. We've done the 5K. We would never be on the street. We have been at the top of Thomas Street, the bottom of it. We've been in the middle of things and always away. And we're aware of the safety and we've always dealt with the guards. When
that's
we're
fine
on the road practicing, we're always so well organised.
100%.
And I can appreciate where you're coming from.
But there must be miscommunication between you
place
and Eleanor, because we offer that you go to Thomas Street. We offer that because we want local bands. That's what it's all about. It's a great day for Limerick and the community, for everybody. We offer that. We said specifically, look, you can go on Thomas Street. That's out. There's a stage on Bedford Road. It's confined to a certain number of people. we expect it to be quite busy. So it's okay for us to show up on Thomas Street on Sunday. Sorry?
It's okay so for us to be on Thomas Street playing on Sunday.
We made this very clear to Eleanor on Monday. We said, look, these are the options. Either we'll give you the stage, but the stage can obviously only take a certain amount of people, not 70 people.
I saw the text that you sent, and that was not on the text.
No, but we've been speaking to Eleanor before that, in terms of that, and after that.
Eleanor made it quite clear that we wouldn't be able to open a stage anyway because we're too big a band, and the options put there to decrease the band from 70 to 20, which is not an option. And we're okay to play anywhere. We have never said we won't play anywhere. We can play anywhere. These are children.
So as I say, that's probably miscommunication between you and Eleanor, and maybe Eleanor will be able to confirm that we offered Thomas Street, and we also said if you can bring the band down. And I totally appreciate what you're saying, but equally, I suppose, from our point of view, you know, we have to be realistic about having 70 people in a confined space trying to march through a crowd. And that's where the miscommunication is.
Well, I have to say, with respect, I'm utterly confused here.
I'm very confused because that is not what was discussed with us. And it was quite clear. I saw the text last night myself when I showed up last night and we were organising the children. That was not the text. We were told we'd be included in the St Patrick's Day Parade Band and band competition. And thank you very much. I saw the text.
Linda, when was the band asked to participate in the turning on of the Christmas lights?
We knew about it about a month ago.
A month ago?
We knew about a month ago that it was coming up and we would be asked to play. And then the last couple of weeks, and it's just the formalities. And generally, the formalities that normally come across are we're given a time to be there. And we normally meet up outside the city. We would march down. But we would never go into the middle of a crowd because for our own safety.
But Linda, have you been practicing then, including the kids,
for the last month? Yeah, they have two Christmas songs learned.
Well, James, I mean, you're saying that there was no contact at all about this until a few days ago. I don't understand the discrepancy.
Let James respond.
I'll let you back in.
Sorry, Linda. Just to ask Linda directly. Sorry, Linda, that's very disappointing to hear that a month ago you've been practicing for a month and this wasn't clarified because that is a concern also because...
Wait a second, James. Sorry, no. Yeah. You're organising this. So what are you saying? Are you saying there was an invite to the band or there wasn't an invite to the band or when the invite to the band was issued?
What I'm saying is the first this was discussed with us was Monday at 8 o'clock directly with Eleanor.
By whom?
By the Limerick City and County Council. They were, an email went into them, I believe last week, Wednesday or Thursday, asking could the marching band participate in the parade. The number was sent on to us, I believe Wednesday or Thursday. We rang it and got speaking to Eleanor. It was Eleanor's number that was passed on to us. And Eleanor Maloney was our point of contact with the band.
I suppose, just to explain this, Linda, you are with us this morning because you are the PRO for Limerick City Rhythm. Isn't that why you're...
Eleanor would be on the committee there and would do a lot of organising.
Eleanor isn't here. That's the one problem I have with this.
I sat down last night and we looked at the text last night and we were gearing ahead.
But I don't understand. Sorry, guys, this isn't making much sense. When was their contact initially for Limerick City Rhythm Band to participate in the turning on of the Christmas lights?
Well, we knew a month ago.
But from whom? From whom did you know a month ago?
From the council.
Well, Grooveyard. James, why didn't you know about this? I don't understand this.
James,
why didn't you know about it?
As I say, I mean, I'm not sure what the communication was a month ago because we didn't even know who was at the event a month ago. We happened to even consolidate it. From our point of view, we were advised last week that this communication came in, and normally Limerick City and County Council, now I can't speak for them at the moment, but normally they're very reactive if a notification comes in, like St Patrick's Day or somebody is inquiring, it normally comes to us immediately. So if somebody confirmed that the Rhythm Band would be playing at this event in Limerick City and County Council a month ago, I can't comment on that because I genuinely didn't know about this.
Right, but James, you accept you're representing the organisers. I mean, Grooveyard are organising the Christmas lights.
Correct, exactly, yes. We didn't know about this. first contact we got about this was last Wednesday.
All right. I want both of you to hang about because, to be honest with you, this is getting more confusing by the minute rather than any clarity being thrown on it. Stay with me. I'm going to take a break and come back to both of you. Right, we're talking to Linda Tucker, who's the PRO of Limerick City Rhythm, and from Grooveyard, James Gavin, they're organising the turning on of the Christmas lights. So, Linda, where do things stand this morning then, based on what James has said to you?
Well, James is after saying now there's not a problem for us to come down to Thomas Street.
And James, is that the case?
Well, I mean, they can play on Thomas Street, absolutely, 100%.
Sorry, just in terms of locations now, to be clear.
Yeah, Bedford Row is where they turn on the lights happening.
And what time is that happening?
That's 4:30 to 6. Now, what I said, like, this is a positive event for, you know, for Limerick City and Council. You know, we're looking forward to a great event. The point is, they can play there on Thomas Street. You know, absolutely. But the event is happening on Bedford Row.
Right.
But you know, Thomas Street...
What precisely was said in the text sent by Grooveyard to Limerick City Rhythm?
One line, saying thank you. We wouldn't be taking part and that they would consider us for... And we could take part in the St. Patrick's Day parade and band.
Is that what happened?
And I would have thought that was... We were very disheartened. I thought it was very unprofessional as well.
The text went, I suppose, the communications with Eleanor.
What was in the text?
The communication was very clear. Was very clear in terms of
Jerry.
We're there to facilitate the band. They can go on Thomas Street or they can go on the stage, but we can't.
No, that wasn't in the text.
But why wasn't that in the text?
No, that wasn't in the text, definitely.
No.
But I think...
But the text, is the text the final communication that Limerick City Rhythm Band received?
No.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
When were you talking to them since then?
Since the following day, you know, we've been talking to them a couple of times since that's come to a
Linda, is that the case from your perspective?
Well, I just saw the last text last night when I arrived.
When was that text sent?
That was Monday, I believe.
The text was sent Monday.
Or Tuesday.
Hang on a second.
Monday night, we were at band. That band was going ahead. Kids, the whole band came together, 70 plus, all came together. So you can imagine last night was bedlam, trying to organise uniforms, making sure everybody, and next Eleanor came in and said, we got the text there, it's not going ahead.
Right, but when did she say when she got the text?
Well, Eleanor would have been at the band Monday night, so she would have got the text, obviously very late Monday night or maybe Tuesday morning, because we were driving on Monday night, we had a full band in.
All right.
So, look, we've been speaking to Eleanor about this. Eleanor, and I don't know what the communication is there between the two. The bottom line is, the band are very welcome on Thomas Street, as we said.
I'm delighted to hear that, because I'll be able to go back and tell those kids now that the band...
Let's hear for a moment from the Mayor of Limerick City and County, Councillor Liam Galvin, who's actually called us listening to this discussion. Good morning to you, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, what's going on here, Mayor? What's going on?
I don't know, Joe. Look, to be honest, I'm on my way to Dublin to formally put that bid in for our City of Culture, for the European City of Culture 2020, and we're presenting that tomorrow morning. I am disappointed to hear that, and it's a lack of communication, I think, from what I can gather. Look, I'm only after coming off the phone from Christy O'Connor, the Limerick City and County Council Secretary. I have asked that he makes contact, and we have to have that. We have to have that band on Sunday. Irrelevant of where they are, we have to have that band playing. And I'm sorry that he has come to this. Like, we are a city of culture. We're trying to promote music. We're trying to promote arts. And wherever we facilitate them. But I'm delighted it has been resolved. And I would ask that they make contact with Christopher O'Connor, the Limerick City and County Council. I can give her the number by all means. And I think this will be resolved. You know, we're talking about young children that are looking forward to seeing the Christmas lights being turned on, maybe preparing all the year for this, and I'm sure this can be solved.
Okay, well, this is important now because Grooveyard are the organisers on the ground. James,
just one second.
Yes. James, from a health and safety point of view and an organisation point of view, can you now accommodate the full Limerick City Rhythm Band on Sunday?
Yes, we certainly will accommodate them.
We're delighted
on Sunday,
to hear
100%. As I said with Eleanor, we certainly will accommodate them 100% in every way we can, and that's what it's about. It's about community and community bands, and that's, you know, that's absolutely 100%. We just would have to, you know, go through the details in finer details. So that's 100% absolutely.
I'm delighted to hear that.
It's very positive coming from your company this morning and from Limerick City and County Council. And can I thank the Mayor and for everybody on Facebook last night and of all of Limerick that got behind us last night. Thank you very much to everybody.
Okay, finally, Mayor, last word from you.
No, I'm delighted it's been resolved. Look, we are massive contributors to the Limerick Christmas lights, and I think, in fairness, that, you know, it should be provided for. And I was just coming up the road, and I felt this happened when I heard this was going on. A few words, and I think a small bit of cooperation, a small bit of maybe having a chat with each other would solve this before it came to
Well, I feel like saying, as Gayborn used to say, it started on the Late Late Show. Well, I'm glad it was resolved on Limerick Today this morning.
Thanks very much,
Donald. Thanks, 95 FM.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Problem solved. Limerick City Rhythm Band will be performing, thanks to that discussion at the turning on of the Christmas lights on Sunday. And do get along. It'll be great. And thanks to James from Groove Yard, to Linda from Limerick City Rhythm Band, and to the Mayor of Limerick City and County. And as I say, heading off to the 2020 bid, and we'll know more about that tomorrow.
Limerick Today with Joe Nash on Limerick's Live 95 FM.